We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92 on the Game. Again, both games tomorrow live on 92 on the Game. Our coverage of the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. 4:30 Cincinnati, Tennessee, and San Francisco, Green Bay in ice-cold Lambeau Field. It's going to be near zero for the 49ers and Packers. 8:15 tomorrow. Early game Sunday, Rams in Tampa, 3 o'clock on 92 on the Game. Late game, Buffalo, Kansas City will be on our sister station, 1380 News and Talk WAOK. Nick Kostos is the host of You Better You Bet, and he is the Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Bet Rivers. You can check out the latest lines at BetRivers.net, and those latest lines are kind of fluctuating, moving as money comes in here and there on the divisional round. And Nick joins us, Nick, as he does every week on the WaitFor.com hotline. Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Happy Football Friday. Great to be on with you.
Happy Football Friday. Let's get right into it. The Titans are favored by 3.5 over the Bengals, and the total is set at 47. Is that good? Is that good?
I actually think it is. It probably is. I think the total actually is more of an attack point for me right now than the side. And I can talk about the side in a second here. I like the over in the game a little bit. You know, Larry Ogunjobi being out of the middle of that defensive line. And Hugh, you know this, right? Such a great run stuff from the middle of that defensive line. You play defensive line, obviously, in the NFL. Like, that's a really important, obviously, going up against a rushing attack like we're going to see with Derrick Henry. Going to be back for the Tennessee Titans tomorrow with the Titans offensive line. And what we see with Tennessee's run game and what it does for that offense, obviously, is open everything up for Ryan Tannehill in play action, where he is absolutely sensational, and the Bengals just get crushed by the play action passing game. A.J. Brown is there, Julio Jones is healthy, and Julio looked good in week 18, so I think the Titans are going to be able to score. And on the flip side, if you're going to get Joe Burrow in comeback mode with that fleet of wide receivers with Chase Boyd and Higgins, I certainly think Cincinnati can score as well, so I like the over. I don't love it, but I like it. As far as the side of the game goes, I bet Tennessee in the open at 2.5. I felt like that line was ridiculous. I feel like the number's probably pretty close to right here. I think if people want to bet the game and you like Tennessee, maybe you could put Tennessee in a money line parlay with like your other like the choice this weekend. And I think it's actually like pretty tough here. I do think Tennessee is very likely to win the game. I don't love the current price of -3.5. If I had to bet it, I would still bet Tennessee, but I have a better number than that. So there you have it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to money line it. I'd lay the points and box parlay the Titans. I love them in this game.
Yeah, I would not bet Cincinnati, John, to your point. I think it's Tennessee or nothing here. I do think that, like, I don't think the number's wrong, but that doesn't mean that you're wrong or I'm wrong. I think, like, the number's fair, but I still think that I would only bet Tennessee in the game. I'm with you here.
Green Bay and the Packers, matter of fact, ESPN just had a big headline, Packers are on upset alert, and I don't know what to make of this game, only because it has nothing to do with the Packers. I don't really know what I'm sure that I'm 100% certain I'm getting out of San Francisco, especially when you throw out a stat, and I know it's just a stat, that Jimmy Garoppolo has never started and played in a football game at under 40 degrees. 40 degrees, and it's going to be zero tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think he'll probably just be turning around and handing the ball off a lot would be my guess, which is San Francisco's normal game plan whenever they play the Green Bay Packers. So I do have a bet in this game. I made it yesterday. I bet San Francisco plus six, and kind of like my whole thought process around this game was centered around, and I said this on Monday on You Better You Bet, and this was before we even knew about Jimmy Garoppolo's shoulder injury, was that if everyone was going to play in the game, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Elijah Mitchell, all the guys that were banged up, if they were all going to play, then I was going to bet the Niners at plus six. Well, the Jimmy Garoppolo shoulder thing got added, like started to get talked about on Monday night and into Tuesday. Garoppolo, full participant at practice throughout the week. Like, he is going to start and play in the game. Fred Warner is full participant at practice. So is Elijah Mitchell. Nick Bosa was a full participant at practice yesterday. He's huge, obviously, their best pass rusher. Now, he is still in concussion protocol. He has not cleared it it yet, but Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan saying yesterday on Thursday that it's his expectation that Bosa is going to be good to go in the game. That hasn't happened yet, so something to watch out for. But again, the expectation is that Nick Bosa is going to play. And you know, guys, while earlier in the week we were a little concerned about San Francisco's injury report, now it looks like Green Bay's injury report could be a little problematic. You know, David Bakhtiari, their all-pro star left tackle, came back after missing the entire season in Week 18 against the Lions, played like a couple quarters and then had to leave, got swelling in his knee the next day. You know, Matt LaFleur saying yesterday, Bakhtiari's questionable for this game. That's a big deal going up against this Niners defensive line. We'll see about Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So I actually feel like the injury report here favors the San Francisco 49ers, which I did not think would be the case with the Packers coming off their bye. So 6 for me is a bye point on San Francisco. I think the question is just, guys, and for people that have not yet bet the game, it's my sense that if and when we get a official confirmation that Bosa's in and that maybe Bakhtiari's out, the Niners are going to continue to take money here. Just like, where does it stop? So, I mean, people, if you're interested in the Packers, I would say wait here. If you like Green Bay, you may be able to get a better number with the Packers as we approach kickoff here. So, again, I'm on the Niners plus 6 at 5.5, no play on the current number.
Buccaneers favored by 3 over the Rams. You like that?
This is a really tough one. I bet Tampa. I bet Tampa minus 2.5. I think the game should be like 4.5. But I understand why it's not. So for people that don't know, the reason why I think the Rams are receiving a lot of interest, in addition to the fact that the Rams beat them by 10 when they played in Week 3, two members of Tampa's offensive line, which is maybe the best offensive line in football, certainly one of the best, could be out for Sundays. Their center, Ryan Jensen, and arguably the best right tackle in football, Tristan Wirfs. You watched the game last Sunday against the Eagles. You saw both of them leave the game. Wirfs tried to come back in and play and like could barely walk. It was an insane, like only the second most insane move by Bruce Arians. One of them was hitting one of his players and getting fined $50,000. But that was crazy by the Bucs. So Arian saying on Tuesday that Jensen and Wirfs are not going to practice until at least today. So they haven't practiced this week. That's not unexpected. Arian said it. So we should get some more clarity today and maybe even tomorrow on the status of those two offensive linemen. We also don't yet know about Leonard Fournette. You know, Fournette was not activated off IR last week. The Bucs have until tomorrow, Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, to activate Leonard Fournette. So there is some uncertainty right now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on their offense. But for the Rams, we kind of got the same thing as well, where left tackle Andrew Whitworth left the game last Monday against the Cardinals. He didn't practice yesterday. He's got some swelling going on as well in his ankle. He's their left tackle. If he doesn't play, like, this could be problematic for Matthew Stafford with Shaq Barrett here. So I do think that there is still some injury information, guys, to be sorted out. I like Tampa in the game, so I'm going to end up betting on Tampa no matter what. I would say this for people that like the Rams. If you like the Rams, and it's more than okay, too, I'm not, like, pounding the table for the Buccaneers here, although I do like Tampa, I think you can tease the Rams, and I think it's an excellent teaser leg, up through 3-7, meaning that if the Bucs win by 3 or 7, the two most common numbers that NFL games land on, you still win that leg of the teaser with the Rams, and maybe we could talk about the other leg of that teaser coming up in the last game of the weekend.
Yeah, Nick Costos is Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. When it comes to Chiefs and Bills, you and I disagreed on who's going to win this game. Where do you fall? Be our tiebreaker here.
Well, I do think the game will be close. So what I alluded to was I think teasing the Bills up is a bet that makes some sense. Obviously, you run into potential of the Chiefs blowing them out, which is possible. I also think the Bills could blow the Chiefs out here. So I don't think it's like a stone-cold lock of a bet here. But I think Rams and Bills seems like a pretty good teaser at the current numbers. Like, both mathematically sound up through 3-7. But as far as the handicap of this game goes, and John, curious who you like in the game. I really think it's a coin flip. Like, they played in the AFC Championship game last year at Arrowhead. The number was Chiefs minus 3. And it was like a juice 3, like close to 2.5. Plus 3 was juiced to Buffalo. They played earlier this year on Sunday Night Football at Arrowhead. Chiefs were a 2.5-point favorite. Like, this was always going to be the point spread. Chiefs favored, but by less than 3 points. As the week has gone on, I actually, and like, I have not bet this game yet. I think I may end up betting Kansas City, laying the small price here. And the reason being, you know, Tre'Davious White, Buffalo's star cornerback, was lost for the season with a torn ACL. Since Tre'Davious White went out, we have not really seen Buffalo's secondary be tested by an electric passing attack like they're going to face here with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, while Tyreek Hill may not have been at full health last week in the win over Pittsburgh, Kelce looked great. The other ancillary receivers are getting involved, whether it's Mecole Hardman or Byron Pringle, DeMarcus Robinson. You know, Jerick McKinnon looks electric coming out of the backfield right now, finally fulfilling that promise that he showed many years ago when he's bouncing around the league. I think he's Kansas City's best running back here, so I'm not making like a strong case for the Chiefs. I know it sucks to say this because it's the best game of the weekend. I really feel like we're flipping coins here. Now, my coin could be right, my flip, your coin, John, the listener, your coin flip could be right. I feel like the side and total are exactly right. I'm super excited to watch the game. I'll definitely have some prop bets. I can't say that I'll personally be extremely invested in the outcome.
Dick Costos, prop bets, you mentioned on BetQL.com is running a contest at free to enter that you can win up to $2,000 with 10 prop bets. You just pick the prop bets, and if you are the person that gets the most, you win $2,000. We have two that aren't part of the BetQL that Abe asked earlier, and I'm just going to throw these two at you real quick here, okay? Ready? These are not part of the BetQL, but this was just what we had to answer.
Okay.
Team this week to score the fewest points.
Okay, let's see. I actually have this market open because we're talking about this today on You Better You Bet. Team that's – I guess San Francisco is obviously like the favorite because they have – that's the game with the lowest total and they're the underdog in the game. I will say I'll say that I think that game's got the opportunity to be kind of low scoring. The Niners, I'll say.
What did you say, Hugh? Do you remember?
I think – did I say the Niners 8? Yeah, I did.
I took the Bengals against Tennessee. And the quarterback with the most passing yards.
Here, and you can actually tell you what the odds here if you guys would like, because I actually have it right up here. And that's just this weekend, John, or we're talking like the rest of the postseason?
No, just this weekend.
I said the Bills. I thought it was the Niners.
Most passing yards this weekend, I will say – I'll say Mahomes.
Do you remember, Hugh, what you said?
I didn't say Mahomes. I think I said Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I think it's Mahomes or Allen, like one of those two.
I said Matt Stafford in a losing effort.
And I said the Bills for the least amount.
Least amount of passing yards? I mean.
No. You least amount of points.
Amount of points. I'm sorry. Yeah, least amount of points.
You should bet the under in the game then. That's a high total of 54. By the way, if people want to bet that at Bet Rivers, John, if you wanted to bet Stafford most passing yards, you could get 10-1 on that this weekend.
Wow. Well, I see. And then, you know, put $10 down, win 100. Or 90. But, you know, hey, listen, I look at it this way. You asked me about who I liked in the Buffalo-Kansas City game. You and Hugh see eye to eye. I'm a big believer in the playoffs of teams that are red hot and rolling, and I don't think there's any team that's playing as well right now as Buffalo Bills did last week.
With their quarterback being the leading rusher, damn near on the squad.
Seven possessions, all touchdowns.
Comfortable.
No punts, no turnovers.
And look, like I said,
Bill Belichick.
You could be right. Like, I'm not looking to make a strong case here for Kansas City. I literally think it's a coin flip. I wouldn't be shocked if the Chiefs won, but wouldn't be shocked if
the Bills
won.
I think they're all coin
flips.
That sucks, right? If you would be shocked by the Bengals beating the Titans, you're not paying attention.
I would be pretty surprised if the Bengals beat the Titans.
Yeah, well, okay.
But you know what I mean? It's any given, back, man.
My point is it's any given Sunday. I would be surprised, too. I think Tennessee going to win handily.
But, yeah, can you be shocked? Like, no. Like, Burrow could be amazing. And they could win. Tannehill could be terrible. Derrick Henry could be rusty. Right. Yeah, I mean, 100%. I think more often than not the Titans win. I actually think their money line price is probably not indicative of how likely they are to actually win the game. But, of course, like, Cincinnati can win.
Yeah, this is not a basketball game between, like, you know, Morgan State and Baylor. I mean, it's you know, it's the NFL.
So, yeah, but I don't know. Baylor's lost a couple times recently. I might take Morgan State plus the points.
Well, the point.
You talk to a guy that takes chances, he bets.
All right, 8 to 10 tomorrow for your show on 92.9 The Game. Thanks, Nick. Do appreciate it.
You're the man, Nick.
John and Hugh, enjoy coming on with you guys all season. Really appreciate it. Wishing you guys and all your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, absolute very best of luck. I'll talk to you guys next week for Championship Sunday.
All right, sounds great. Nick Costos of Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Quick break. There's news this morning that is breaking that we're hearing about Atlanta United, potential news with Georgia and JT Daniels. We're going to bring you up to speed on those two stories. Atlanta United and UGA next with John and Hugh.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And wall for DC, and Barco is the only man standing over the ball for Atlanta United. There's the whistle. Barco up to it, and he'll go for goal. Score! The Atlanta Boat Show is in permanent session. For the second straight match, Barco scores on a direct free kick to give Atlanta United the early lead.
Mike Heine calling some of the highlights of Ezekiel Barco. Atlanta United season, welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh. Atlanta United season is so close, Hugh, that next Tuesday, Five Stripes play their first preseason game. So, I mean, we're knocking on the door here. There is news this morning, a couple of big stories that we want to touch on we haven't had a chance to touch on that are breaking during the show here. First is about Atlanta United and Felipe Cardenas of The Athletic reporting that Ezekiel Barco is not going to be part of the team anymore, Hugh. He's going back to Argentina. He is moving to River Plate in Argentina, and Ezekiel Barco is no longer part of the Five Stripes. And that, you know, Barco, you know, for all, such an interesting time with him. You got kind of good Barco and bad Barco, a lot of rumors about off the field, and you know, he was a talented guy, but nonetheless, you know, and I think a lot of people thought that there was a chance that Barco would be in the transfer window to go over to Europe, but as it turns out, he's going back to South America, and we'll see how Atlanta United handles losing Ezekiel Barco down to River Plate.
Well, like, just looking at the story, John, it says he's on loan with the option to buy.
Right, he'll be on loan with the River Plate. Won't be on the team.
No, but I'm just saying he's on loan, so there's an option. Like, they have the option to buy him, so that, you know, to say he's gone, he might come back. That's all.
Yeah, he could. I mean, he
might come back. He might come back.
Yeah, he's on loan down to River Plate, but he's not. I guess my point is he's not going to be on the team for now. And then Cardenas goes on saying that Thiago Almada should be signed as their third designated player, and that should seal that deal. So there's that story here. And then the other story that we're following is coming out of Mississippi. TV anchor in Mississippi named John Sokoloff reports this. I'll just read this.
Sip.
Source, Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin met with Georgia quarterback JT Daniels and wide receiver Jermaine Burton today in Athens. Both players are in the portal, and I am told they see themselves as a package deal. Would be a massive get for Ole Miss if Kiffin can pull this off. You know, we had heard reports that JT Daniels was leaning towards a team in the SEC West. I thought that might have been LSU.
Mm-hmm.
But
trying to go back, that going back. Or no, I was thinking USC. I'm sorry, going to LA. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. And so, and USC's got five stars all over the place coming in. JT is not part of their future. Not for Lincoln Riley. Yeah, so JT Daniels and Jermaine Burton apparently met with Lane Kiffin in Athens today, and you know, Lane flew in to meet with them. And if they both go, apparently it's a package deal here. Oren, you're tapped into this because you were talking about Jermaine Burton and his ties to LSU, and there was some discussion about LSU. So I guess this kind of catches me a little off guard, because if you had asked me prior to this, where do I think Daniels and Burton are going, I would have said Baton Rouge, but it looks like they at least got a chance to go to Oxford.
You hear Lane Kiffin's pitch just because it's a fun offense to play in, and JT would get to throw the football all over the field.
That's
the
thing.
And Jermaine would get to be a featured player out there at receiver.
Oh, yeah,
because
you know Lane, like if Lane gets a quarterback like JT, he's going to throw the ball.
He's going to throw the football.
He's going to throw the football.
Throw it all over the yard. So for a guy who, I mean, we played that Mike Griffith cut yesterday where he said that there were some receivers here who were vocal to him, or vocal to people that he knows, about how they wanted a quarterback. They wanted JT to be the quarterback over Stetson. And it sort of seems like Jermaine is hitching his horse to the JT wagon right now, because he feels like that's going to be the guy who, if there's anybody that can get him the football as often as he wants the football and to be a deep threat too with that kind of quarterback, it's JT.
Well, it will be really interesting, won't it, Hugh, to watch JT Daniels this coming season, regardless of where he goes, to see what kind of numbers he puts up and what kind of impact he has.
Yeah. I mean, because he's trying to go to the next level. He's trying to go to the next level. And, you know, there's a good chance that he probably will. But I would say this, because I think I kind of know where you might be going with this. It's not going to have any impact on what happens here at Georgia. It doesn't, because we got one, you know. That's going to be
The only way it would impact Georgia is, you know, he goes to Ole Miss and they suddenly win the West and they play Georgia in the SEC title game. That's the only way.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting, but I don't see how it would impact Georgia. You know, just to say, hey, what do you mean for some people to say, hey, JT Daniels can play. He can play. He can really play. I mean, I don't think nobody's disputing that. I think the injuries, it was more than anything, was the issue. You know, he couldn't stay healthy, you know. So, I think that would have been more the issue. But to say if it's Ole Miss and Georgia playing in the championship game, I mean, I don't think nobody going to be like, oh, my gosh, see what we could have had. I don't think nobody's going to do that.
Yeah, no, and look, Georgia's got to worry about himself.
Not the kind of heat we was getting yesterday talking about Stetson Bennett. No.
Yeah, you know, I'm still confounded by that a little bit because, you know, you and I, we weren't – this was never about, you know, look, we understand, I think we're pretty clear that, you know, Stetson's a legend. He's going to be the starter against Oregon.
I thought the same thing.
I think
people hear what they want to hear. I mean, which is fine, which is totally fine.
You know, all I've been saying here is this, because this goes back to how does the one kind of blind spot. Now, they have a national title, and so I get that. You know, look, they should add two if they covered second and 26. But Kirby Smart has yet to kind of grasp the whole concept of the quarterback room.
That's what you're doing, John. You're going back to second. Okay. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm just trying to go back into what we were talking about here. because here's the thing, Hugh.
I think the assumption is, if Aaron Murray, damn it, couldn't score back in the day. We could have had three. I mean, you know, since we're going there.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I think there's an assumption here that if they can get that room right, that Georgia will have. You know, I mean, there's no reason they couldn't be. It's the one thing that separates Georgia from Alabama and Clemson has been that room.
Well, I think what was lost in translation was the fact that we were talking about how do you keep these young quarterbacks interested? Because you only got Stetson
in the transfer portal era. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all. That's all it was, and it was no. Like, again, no disrespect to him. I mean, he's not going to be missing any meals. But you do have some young guys that are sitting there chomping at the bit that might be looking at it and be like, man, I'm never going to get a chance to play. And to say that he's going to be the starter, I think it should be more of an open competition. Or even if it's not, make them believe that it is, you know. And when it isn't, sit them down and show them, do something to let them know that they are a part of Georgia's future. That's all. They need to know that they're part of Georgia's future. And I'm pretty sure Coach Smart is probably, you know, since you know you point out the fact that might be a blind spot for him, make a few phone calls and try to figure out what other people have done to try to, you know, placate the young quarterbacks and make them stay there.
This is one of the reasons I think USC spent so much money to get Lincoln Riley, was because if USC has had one major issue with Clay Helton at the end of his tenure there, is they kept losing quarterbacks. They lost JT Daniels, they lost Keaton Slovis, now they've lost Jackson Dart. They keep losing all these five-star quarterbacks, keep leaving the program. And, you know, if you can't keep these guys around to keep them happy and figure out some kind of way, you know, that's not a good thing. I mean, you get them in, that's great, but you got to be able to play. They got to feel like I'm gonna have a chance to win the job. And there's, I think, an assumption that there's no chance that they can win the job just because there's no opening. I will say this for JT Daniels, to the best of our knowledge, unless I miss something here, and this goes really true of Justin Fields and Jacob Eason as well, is I didn't hear anything vocally about them complaining about this. I mean, they kept their mouths shut. They played good teammate. I don't recall any of them, you know, raising hell or quitting the team or walking out or anything like that. They just, you know, okay, I'm done. And they quietly left, right?
Yeah. I mean, which is the stand-up thing to do. You know, I mean, there's no need at this point to cry and talk about the chance that you aren't getting. Hey, man, ride the wave. I mean, you benefited from it tremendously. You're part of a championship culture, championship team.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, now you got a ring.
And now you get a chance to play at the next level. You get a chance to put yourself in position to play at the next level. So, yeah, you can't be mad at that.
I mean, look, JT Daniels came here. He played a little bit of football. Guess what? It's got a national title ring. That's pretty cool. You know, I mean, you you were always part of a national championship team.
Is Orin trying to send a message for the weekend?
It is the weekend. What is your weekend?
No, I'm just saying. You're just looking for signs right now, Hugh Douglas.
No, he said, hey, in the middle of the barn. I just thought you was trying to say something.
You trying to go farming this weekend, Hugh Douglas?
Hey, in the middle of the barn.
You got some horses to feed?
Shout out to Georgia Hemp Company, by the way. You know, in case anybody's having trouble sleeping.
What does that have to do with?
Okay. The song, Smoking on Hay in the Middle of the Barn. You don't get it, John. Well, hey,
they don't sell weed there, do they?
The barn. I mean, it's not weed, John. It's hay. In the middle of the barn.
Okay. Morning show with John and Hugh, Andy, and Randy. Top of the hour on Sports Radio 90. Turn the game. A little chilly outside. Going to be even colder in Green Bay.
No, I said, you know what? I refuse to complain. Even though I had to put on like long pajamas to come to work, I'm not going to complain about the weather because it still beats snow all day long. The rain.
I thought you said it was
going to
snow. Wait, did I? Are we
Fred
changing the forecast?
Don't
here?
Be mad at me. Be mad at Fred Blankenship. That's what he said.
You don't have to repeat everything you hear, Hugh.
Well, that's what Fred Blankenship said. I'm just throwing Fred under the bus.
A little bit of independent research. A little bit of independent research maybe could help.
I'm throwing Fred under the bus. I do what every other red-blooded American does every morning. I listen to what Fred Blankenship has to say, and I go with that during the course of the day. I dress accordingly.
So we got Super Bowl halftime, right? Slim Shady and Kendrick Lamar and Mary J. Blige. Are you on the bus for this? Is that
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be a collage of different things. You know, Dr. Dre, I think Dr. Dre's a part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see them doing some, because I know Dr. Dre and Mary J. Blige collabed on a few things before. So that should be pretty interesting. I mean, it's all West, like they're trying to make it an all West Coast Super Bowl. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, but how does Eminem figure into that? I mean, isn't he a Michigan guy? He's an 8 Mile
guy.
Well, right?
He's an 8 Mile guy, but he lives in.
He's tied to Dre. I mean,
yeah,
he's tied to Dre.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it. I mean, I know that Orin, some fans were getting in their feelings about Outkast in Atlanta when now it's okay to go this route.
You know what? That's
a
good call.
That's a different one, though. Like, Andre didn't want to perform. Big Boy was here, though, when it was in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's just getting Outkast together as a group now is –
A little tough.
Dre, he's forward thinking, doesn't like doing stuff from the past too much. So, yeah, just the way it is.
Mm, okay. You're good with this halftime show?
Absolutely, I am.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Gonna interest to see how they're gonna meld all that together. It'll be. I mean, it's Snoop and Dre. How can you not like that?
I mean, it is like
start with
man,
that and then just go from there.
Yeah, because it's so you know, yeah, you know, yeah. It's going to be
Snoop and Dre on the West Coast.
Have you heard the Chronic, John? The Chronic album is probably one of the greatest albums
speaking
ever.
Of Hay in the Middle of the Barn.
The Chronic album is like, yeah. And as a matter of fact, Mary J. was on the Chronic album. She did one of the she did the hook for one of the songs on the Chronic.
That's your homework for the weekend, John, is to listen to the Chronic.
I bet Snoop's dad.
You did?
Yeah, he was at the old studio. And Grandpa Cole was standing outside the old studio, and he was talking to a guy, and I walk out there, and Grandpa says, yeah, he said, hi, I'm Snoop Dad. And I went, okay, hey, how you doing? And it was like, all right.
You know what I remember about Snoop Dogg? Because he used to come to ESPN a lot, and Snoop, I remember, like Snoop smokes a lot of medicinals.
No. He said there is one man
Get
who
out.
Has
really?
Been able to smoke him under the table his entire life.
Willie
one
Nelson.
Man, Willie.
No, but John.
Yeah,
you don't understand.
Weed. I'm not smoking weed with Willie again.
But you don't understand.
Excuse me, John Fricky?
No, that's a song. Never smoking weed with Willie
But
again.
You don't understand, like, every, like, 30 minutes, Snoop had to go. He had to take a weed break. And, like, the producers and stuff at ESPN knew that. They're like, where's Snoop? You know, he had to take a break.
He need a break real quick.
And they, like, Snoop is one of the best individuals that you can know, John, because he it's no secret what he's trying to do. And anytime that anybody is dealing with Snoop, they already know, like, you got to have a certain amount of time blocked off for Snoop to do his thing. Like, there's one interview with some dude who was like, he was late to an interview. He was like an hour or something late. And they asked Snoop why he was late. He said, I'm here now. He said something real smart. Like, I'm here now. What you worried about it for? But, yeah, Snoop needs his breaks, man. You got to make sure that Snoop has his time allotted to do what Snoop needs to do to get his mind right.
So what's your weekend, you?
Get my mind right, John. Freaking, I'm going to sit up and play Destiny probably with some of my Guardian Geezer friends, hang out with my son a little bit because I got to take him back to school next week. So I'm going to get the small block of time that dads usually get, you know, when they, you know, your kids feel obligated to hang out with you because they ain't see you their whole off-season, the whole spring Christmas break, I guess I should say. So I get that obligation to spend a little bit of time with dad today. So probably do that. And play, you know, get ready. For the new drop of Destiny coming at the end of next month. So, yeah.
What's your weekend, Orin?
Sunday, I'm going to be over at the High for a little bit to see the Obama portrait exhibit that's going to be at the High Museum, which is going to be kind of cool. Saturday, I think I have to go to a birthday party. I responded to an invite to a birthday party like a month ago. And
how well do you know these kids?
I know them really well. And
they wouldn't see me.
They said that they were going to send a notification before the party hit, and I had forgotten about the party. And yesterday I got an email, hey, just a reminder, you selected yes on the invite to come to the party. So girlfriend can't come. She's doing some school stuff tomorrow. So
you going by yourself?
They live – you think John Fricky lives far? I think these people live further but in, like, a totally opposite direction from where Fricky lives.
They wouldn't see me.
But it's cool, people. I think Squid might be there, so I'll get to holler at Squid.
They wouldn't see me.
Abe, what's your weekend?
Australian Open, soccer, NFL playoffs, college.
You watching
basketball.
EPL? Is that what you're watching?
Of course.
You have an EPL team you root for?
Arsenal. I'm an Arsenal fan.
Oh, you're a gunner. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a gooner. Okay. That's right. Yeah. I'm just going to watch all sorts of nonsense, middle of the night, Aussie Open stuff, don't sleep.
Good times.
So Miami Osaka got bounced.
Yeah, I'm doing.
This
yeah, tonight is a little bit of the Hawks and Heat, probably second half.
Oh, definitely that too. Yeah,
yeah and Ozark.
I'm gonna watch Ozark when I get home.
You know, and
partake and engage.
I'm gonna probably have like. See, I got these seltzers that I got from George Hemp Company. Probably drink a seltzer and relax.
Do you chug them or do you sip them?
I
slowly?
Sip them. Like you know what? I don't know what a chug would do to me. So I'm not trying to find out.
Just try.
So I just
chug one.
Yeah, if I start chugging one, then I'm going to start texting you.
Don't text me directly, no. Text the
You've already
group,
sent
not,
enough
not
wrong texts today, all right?
Hey, I'm going to start texting Abe and Orin.
Don't hear my phone going off. Who's that? Oh, it's Hugh again.
Yeah, hey, these
he
things are nice.
Chugged one of them seltzers 7 hours ago, and he hadn't stopped sending me everything.
No, but the seltzers, they're really mellow, man. And, I mean, you know, I sip on them. You know, I was trying to figure
well,
out.
Are you, so walk me through this. Does it change? Is it mood altering?
John, like CBD it all depends. Like, it's just relaxing.
Yeah, because I don't know what Delta 8 does to you.
It relaxes you.
John, okay. there's a way for you to figure that out.
Just take one. Just take one, John. Just drink one. You know, if you ever
very
come,
good way to find out what Delta
ever,
8 does
if
to
you,
John.
If you ever come to the studio, I mean, I can leave something in your cubbyhole. You can just drink one and just see, just sip on it.
Report back.
Yeah, just let us know. Look, he got real quiet.
Real quiet all of a sudden. I think that was a combination of, like, they're crazy, but also, what if I
quiet.
Did try
no,
it? What would happen if
I mean,
I tried
listen,
it?
Listen, man, like.
Give
listen,
the Maven half of it. You have it, half the Maven has half.
It's yeah. one of those things. Say, like, for instance, you just want to unwind.
Wouldn't be opposed.
It's kind of like drinking wine before noon, I would assume. Like, there are people that are probably at home right now because they work from home. Shout out to all the people that are still working from home.
Are they working from home and partaking at 9 o'clock in the morning?
They might be.
Who knows?
That's a lit-ass Friday,
I'm
bro.
I'm a night drinker.
It all depends. Like for whatever
reason. I
don't
start till 7:30.
Doing spreadsheets with a box of wine and a straw? Go ahead.
Listen.
I start before 7:30 and my evening ends way too early.
But let me tell you, like, for whatever
texting
reason.
Us.
I start before 7:30. My evenings end way too late.
Wine is not considered a taboo like straight up spirits are.
It depends how many bottles.
No, yeah. It's not.
It depends on where you buy it from.
No, it's not. Because some people, like, they drink wine every day.
Right.
So it's not considered a mean spirit like the other ones are.
I love that when people talk about why you drink wine every day. So I was at low key like, I don't have a problem. No, it's the antioxidants.
Yeah. Good for your heart.
Right? Yeah. Good for the heart.
Some people
it's
drink
heart healthy.
Wine. Some
are Cheerios. You see me eating Cheerios every day?
No, yeah, but you could. Look, you dip your tacos. What are you talking about other people and their proclivity when it comes to food and wine?
Burrito tacos?
Ain't nothing wrong with a dip taco, though. For real. Y'all hate all of y'all. Y'all can't take y'all nowhere.
We can't excuse me, Hugh Douglas?
I'm pretty sure the shoe's on the other foot on this
Absolutely
one.
Absolutely it is, Hugh Douglas.
Can't take
you anywhere, sir.
You too old to act the way that you act.
Talking about dip tacos.
You too old to be this childish.
Who Uncle Daddy is?
Hey, Hugh, is it snowing yet?
Hey, you know what? Hey, it will be later on.
Ouch.
Hey, this is some nice little going out from work Friday.
Well, wait a second. Fred Blankenship just texted me.
Oh, wow. We're gonna do that? Hey, Fred. I better not see you on these streets, dog. You got me out here bad.
And when you see Fred, he know he's going to be bundled up, too. Wait for that snow to come, Hugh Douglas.
Hey, yeah.
Wait for that snow.
Is that it?
We can talk to you guys Monday.
And Randy coming up next. Everybody have a safe and wonderful weekend. Hey. And if it starts snowing, I told you so. Peace.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.